look at when you look back, how will you remember this day?
It's definitely going to be one to remember. I mean, it was just kind of a whirlwind of a day. Not expecting to get called up, just going to practice in the morning, regular day, and then just like that, it switches and you're on your way to Columbus and, you know, playing my first NHL game. It's something that you dream of as a kid and something I'll always remember.
But not the way you drew it up. What were your thoughts like driving down and even in pregame?
Honestly, I was like, there were so many thoughts going through my head. I had a lot of people calling me on the way down to Columbus. So a lot of the time I was on the phone, but yeah, just so memorable.
And break down that play coming out of the penalty box and going in and just letting it rip.
Yeah, I mean, I just came out of the box, picked up some speed, and walked in and shot it, and went in. So, yeah, it was a great feeling, and good to get that one early.
And you were saying earlier, maybe one of your hardest shots ever?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's a lot of adrenaline pumping through, so definitely probably shot at one of my hardest shots there.
What time did you get the call? Was it like around 1 o'clock?
Yeah, I want to say it was around 1 o'clock. I was actually doing video with our coaches in Cleveland, and Trent got the call and said, hey, cut the video, you're going to Columbus. So, yeah, that was the end of that.
And how quick were you in the car heading south?
I grabbed my gear, drove back to my apartment in Cleveland, got a suit,
yeah,
packed a couple things, and drove right here.
So you had to go north before you could go.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Did your parents make it or no?
I believe they did, but from what I'm hearing, they missed the goal, so it's all good. I mean, they drove a long way, you know. I'm just glad they can be here to, you know, experience this whole day.
Did Angelo set the speed record from Toronto to Columbus?
Honestly, I've seen him drive pretty crazy, so probably.
Luca, what can a game like this do for you and for the Monsters as they're preparing for the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just helps with my confidence, you know, bringing back confidence to the Monsters. We got a big playoff push coming up here, and I think we have an excellent team, and we can definitely go far here.
What could if you guys go on a run, you know, what could that do for just kind of that young core group that is building here?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's a young core here, and we all get along real well. And, you know, if we can make a push, just brings the room closer together. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll be spending, you know, a couple of years with this young core group. And, yeah, we're just building chemistry and hanging out every day.
Luke, where does that puck go?
My shot?
Yeah,
I think it went low glove.
Yeah,
I like to think it did.
How about the puck you keep from here? Where will you keep it?
I mean,
a special place back home.
I'll probably hang it up in my room somewhere back home. Yeah. Not sure yet, but yeah, we'll definitely find a spot for it.
Did you ever have imagined your first shot? I mean, that's.
No, honestly, it's so surreal. I mean, I didn't expect it to go in. I was just trying to get it on net, and yeah, I beat him. So, yeah, it's just awesome.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Thanks.